Yes, folks, welcome to Radio Carrum. And, folks, look, we are live right now from Beach Lane, and it's at the Magnificent Spring Festival. And I'd like to introduce Layla. Welcome to Radio Carrum.
Thanks, Marcus. Thank you, and welcome, everyone, to our Spring Festival show. It's really exciting to be doing this live.
It is, and it's particularly nice. We always love festivals, we were saying before. We love the festivals. We've got one coming up at school in a few couple of months' time, but this one is an annual event now. This is the second time you're on the Spring Festival, isn't it?
Almost. Yeah, the festivals are a seasonal event that we put on to celebrate the change of season and all those beautiful subtle energies that come along with the change of weather. And we run them every season. So we've produced in autumn, winter,
that's right,
and
yeah.
spring. Yeah. And we had our official launch in November. So, you know, we're just about to come out to our first birthday for Beach Lane, which is kind of exciting.
That is really exciting. And I've been out the back there, and there's a whole lot of things happening already. What sort of things can we expect to see today if people rock up to the Spring Festival?
Yeah, so today we've got quite an all-encompassing venue program going on. Rachel's beautiful Love Iluka shop is open, and she's just got the most gorgeous new spring fashions in, just bohemian and beachside and absolutely stunning. In the backyard, we've got the Grow Patch Nursery have come down and have a beautiful pop-up nursery set up. So all organic produce and...
There's heaps there.
Oh, so much.
There's heaps there.
Really, really, really good, nursery items for our urban-style backyard gardens, and they've got these amazing grow bags. So
What are they?
Yeah, so if you're not a gardener but you still want to start to dabble in growing your own herbs or fruit and vegetables and things, they have these portable grow bags that are already set up with the soil and the produce growing in the bags, and you literally just come buy your bag, pick it up with some big strong muscles, take it home and put it on your veranda or your deck or your porch, and they just grow in the bags.
That's very cool. And folks, I was looking at the back there before, and there's a really quite a wide cross section of actually things you can pick up, small things, big things. All really user-friendly type activities, though?
Yeah, they have a lot of culinary herbs, fruit trees, flowers, edible flowers, all organic and all from their nursery that they have in a town that I can't pronounce, so I'm not going to try to. But if you're interested in finding out about those guys, it's all on our Facebook event page. So it's the Beach Lane Spring Festival, and we've posted photos on there already for today. We've also got a couple of gardening workshops happening out in the backyard today, too. So if you're interested in learning about, home gardening.
Gardening's always a thing.
Oh, it's just a beautiful, exercise to start to get into.
Do you like gardening, do you, yourself?
I love gardening. Yeah. I'm actually a succulent gardener.
Ah.
So I am just constantly propagating beautiful little succulents. And we have a massive lemon tree in our backyard. So we're starting to get into a more permaculture.
That's
as
it.
Well, yeah.
At our place, we've got, it's sort of like if it works, if it sort of manages to survive, sort of not much water, it actually deserves to be there. And so we've got a whole back and front garden, sort of like in a different one in our street, because a lot of native plants everywhere and a lot of plants that birds have dropped seeds on.
Yeah.
So they're actually, it's really happening. And I just love going out the back and out the front, just walking amongst our sort of like forest in our place.
Well, we would actually love to start to see our neighbourhood being transformed into just, grow and pick and eat. So, out on the footpath, we're planning on growing.
Oh.
Just, you can grow lettuce in the footpath and people can come along and fruit trees and just help yourselves. Like, it's really about just creating community and sharing. I mean, I think we might have some problem with sharing with the local animals as well, but we'll figure that out.
You gotta take it as it comes. That's fantastic. Now, there's other stuff going on upstairs, isn't there?
So we have four studio rooms upstairs, and one of the main features, actually one of the reasons we decided to create these seasonal festivals is to showcase our growing community of practitioners. So one of our philosophies here at Beach Lane is we're a space that's designed to bring small businesses together to work in, cooperation and collaboration rather than competition. Mm. And we have now 40 practitioners or 40 small businesses.
40?
Yeah, that use this space in one way or another, whether they base their business here or whether they use our studio rooms for regular workshops or one-off events. It's just mind-blowing, the...
I didn't realise there were so many. That's a lot, 40.
Yeah, we get them all in a room together once a month, and it's just... the most incredible little networking party. So we like to bring as many of those practitioners together over the course of the weekend to showcase what they do here. And so we do that through a series of free classes. And the free classes have been promoted for the last 6 weeks or so. And you can register for a free class. You could do one or you could do all of them if you really wanted to. And just to get a really great sense of the beautiful activities and healing that is available to you in this, you know, Bayside community. Yeah, so things like yoga, Pilates. We have a conversation event called Normalizing the Conversation About Sex. We have an anxiety workshop. We've got a soul journey workshop, you know, meditation. It's just, if you really wanted to start to dabble in what mindfulness might be about or what self-healing and self-love or, you know, starting to just take a little bit more control and compassion over your life and not, you know, start to really look after your own health and wellness, this is really the festival for it.
And what I really like about it, it's almost like you can sample things. So, I mean, a lot of the organisations who are presenting today and tomorrow, they're actually coming back, you know, during the rest of the year at different times to run different sessions, is that right?
Yeah.
So this is sort of like a sample option for everyone?
This is right. And this is where these subtle energies of the seasons are, where we're tapping into from a business perspective. So the workshops that you'll, or the classes you'll experience today, are a preview of what's coming for the spring season. And everything is really tailored for a transition into those spring months. So we're talking about, you know, rebirthing. We're talking about, you know, starting to wake up and stretch and start to move our bodies after a big, long, hard, cold winter. And so lots of
things. That's always a good feeling.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's really beautiful. We're just starting to stretch and just, you know, start to come alive a little bit. And it's a little bit of blossoming as well. So you can, you know, experience a lot of the classes are going to be dealing with that.
Now, I'm just in the background, folks. You can probably hear the vibe that's in the room. There's a lot of people in here, up and about, ready to be ready to experience the festival. So get on down here. It's all happening at Beach Lane. We all know where it is. And you walk through, the back lane, actually, through the lane itself, all through the shop.
So both entries, well, actually, we have three entries. So there's the laneway which runs.
We do, yes.
Yeah. So from the Nepean Highway runs all the way down through to Carrum Beach. If you if you can see the Carrum Surf Life Saving Club, our entry is
just
at
next
that
to
end.
Pretty much, yeah.
And then you can actually just walk through La Viluca and just browse the wares in there, and you'll find yourself then smack bang in the middle of the Wholesomeness Cafe.
Now, Layla, I know we've got a couple of people lined up for interview today, and they're coming on shortly, so we'll play some music, I think, for a little bit of music, but who are we thinking about bringing on first to interview?
Yeah, so this morning, Vivian, who runs our Pilates classes here, she's just finished up a Pilates class designed just for men, and so we're going to be talking to Vivian about why she's tailored a class just for men in Pilates, which is quite an interesting conversation.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and we've got a couple other people that will be presenting later as well that are going to be dropping in on us too.
So, folks, you listen to Radio Carrum. I'm Marcus, this is Layla, and you're tuned into Beach Lane's magnificent Spring Festival. We're loving it here, folks. So back shortly, but enjoy the music, and then back with more from Beach Lane.
Lovely.
Good on you, folks.
Well, welcome back to Radio Carrum and Beach Lane Presents. We're at our Spring Festival today. My name's Leela. And while we're waiting for Vivian to finish up with her men's Pilates class, I've just poached the very lovely Jean. Hi, Jean.
Hi, Leela.
So Jean just wandered in to have a coffee, but I thought I'd take this wonderful opportunity to actually talk about our Mindful Supper Club, which we hosted last night. It was our launch event for the Mindful Supper Club. And Jean, you actually came along to that event last night.
I did indeed. I always enjoy the events here.
Yeah, lovely. So tell us, so the Mindful Supper Club is an event that we put on seasonally to practice mindful eating and for a seasonal culinary fair. Tell us, how was your night last night? Did you enjoy it?
Absolutely wonderful. The part I like the most is as soon as you step through the door, Victoria greets you with this amazing warm smile and a big hug, which is absolutely lovely.
Yeah, she's really quite an entertaining presenter, Victoria.
Yes, so she set you at mine because I came on my own. So if you're planning to come by yourself, you're always welcome, which I like about it. I managed to meet some lovely new people as well, other people on their own, and some family members here.
Yeah, it was a really beautiful group. We had a big round table dinner party.
Yes, it was. It was quite informal. So the thing that draws you in more than anything else, besides the smell of the foods, is the way the table's set up. Mm. So it feels like home. It feels comfortable. Sit and chat.
Yeah, wonderful. And the evening was curated with mindful eating practices. Can you tell me how you found... So can you explain to me in your words, you know, what mindful eating means for you?
For me, it's about, first of all, being present, looking around and seeing what's there, rather than wolfing down your food, which is generally what we do in a busy day, is actually taking the time to look at it, to smell it, to just explore it basically visually with your eyes, with all your senses, and then just being peaceful, just being calm before you take that first bite. The hardest part I find is for the 30 seconds of not talking.
Oh, that's a very interesting energy in the room when, you know, we've served up the food and everyone takes that moment to observe the food, smell the food, and then start eating, and then there's silence for 2 minutes and we don't know what anyone's thinking. Do they like it? Do they hate it? What's going on?
I know. There were a couple of young ladies and it was fascinating watching them because they closed their eyes. So they were really trying to use every other sense bar sight, because generally I tend to look at something first and like it through my eyes. So, Leila, you'll be able to correct me on this. I believe there are the 7 types of hunger, aren't there?
I'm actually not an expert on mindful eating. I recall a number that Victoria was talking about. Yes. The one that resonated with me the most was the heart hunger.
Yes. Mm. That's that emotional aspect of it, yeah. Wasn't it? That gives you that lovely feeling. If I remember, it's a bit difficult to remember, but I think it was the with our eye first, with our nose, with our mouth, the heart...
Yeah.
And then I get lost.
But that's okay, because we have this event every 3 months. And so if anyone is interested in mindful eating and what the practice is, we have this as a launch event for our seasonal festivals. So thank you so much, Jean, for coming along and having a quick chat with me today. And we'll like to see you around the space some more.
You're welcome. Lovely seeing you. Bye.
Thanks, Jean. So coming up now, we've just had Vivian that's just dropped in. She's finishing up her Pilates class for men. Welcome, Vivian.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well. How was your class this morning?
Fantastic. We had quite a complex mix of people, which was lovely to see.
Yeah.
Men's health is definitely something that's really close to my heart, so being able to do a Pilates class for just men is pretty fantastic, so thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Now, you're our resident Pilates instructor here at Beach Lane.
Yes.
Can you tell me why you decided to design this morning's free workshop just for men?
Well, I've taught a lot of classes and been in a lot of classes where there's always one or two men hiding in the corner. And Pilates is pretty much a highly female-dominated industry. Mm. So considering that Joseph Pilates himself was a man and developed his methods with men so specifically, I really wanted to bring it back. And for me, it's about creating a safe space for them to actually take some time to actually put themselves first, because in the world that we live in today, men don't really have a specific role anymore, and so they don't put themselves first.
Yeah, that's very interesting, and we could talk about that a lot more.
I know.
I think so. We might get you back on the show just dedicated to that topic. But at Beach Lane, we're really we feel really privileged to have you here.
I feel very privileged to be here.
Oh, well, it's our pleasure. And we are really grateful that you have designated this just for men, because we see that happening a lot. There is, you know, women are so proactive in their health and their wellness, and there is so much available for women, which is wonderful, but we are aware of a lack of facilities for men. So well done, that's really terrific to see.
Thank you.
So Vivian, before we wrap up, you've got some... So today was a launch as well for your spring season program here at Beach Lane. Can you just talk us through that?
So Saturday mornings I do... Mindful Pilates is what I teach, and I teach that to men and women. So I teach an 8 a.m. class, which is available for anyone. The 9 a.m. I've specifically made for the men to make it a safe space so that they will come and feel safe.
So that's 9 a.m. on Saturdays?
9 a.m. on Saturdays, starting next Saturday, the 15th. And Wednesday nights I'm adding the 5:30 class to my already existing 6:30 class.
So fantastic.
Anybody can come along to those and
terrific.
Have some fun learning how to look after yourself, put yourself first, and, you know, get to know your body a bit more.
Terrific. And if anyone is looking for any more information on the Pilates classes or Vivian and her business, Pilates Energetics.
Yes.
Then all of the information is on our website at www.beachlane.co. So thank you so much for coming along, Vivian, and we thank hope you enjoy your rest of your spring festival.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, guys. So we'll be coming back in a couple more minutes with another one of our presenters, Les Price, who's running a workshop on your soul's journey. So we'll click to some music now and stay tuned. Welcome back to Beach Lane Presents. My name's Leela and we're coming to you live today from the Wholesomeness Cafe at our very, very awesome spring festival. I'm now joined with Doug. Welcome, Doug.
Good morning.
Now, Doug, you're teaching your Kundalini yoga class here tomorrow.
Yep, tomorrow at 2.
Yeah, now that class has actually been booked out for weeks.
Yep.
So we had a chat on the radio a couple of weeks ago about Kundalini yoga and the healing power of it. And I feel like a lot of people may have resonated with your story.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Really looking forward to tomorrow, having the opportunity to introduce a few more people to, like you were saying, the healing powers of Kundalini yoga.
Yeah. I can't talk any more highly about Kundalini yoga. It's one of my most favorite practices to do, so I'm really excited that you've brought this here to Beach Lane, and you'll be teaching this as a regular class going into spring.
Yep.
On Thursday evenings, I think.
Yes,
from memory.
That's the plan.
Yeah, well, I think so. You know, the interesting thing with Kundalini yoga is it can be quite an out there practice.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you've done by offering it as a free session is great for people to come along, try it, see if it fits for them. And then, you know, we'll start to slowly build the class from there.
Yeah, I think that's a really good way to put it, that it is a bit of an out there practice. And that's one thing that I've discovered on my own journey with it. I was quite taken aback from it when I first came across it. I thought it was really out there and a bit weird. And one thing I try to focus on in my classes is trying to remove a little bit of that, not making it so foreign and so out there, and slowly bringing new people into it to get a bit of an experience with it, and then over time make it a little bit more out there.
Yeah, and that's exciting in itself.
Mm.
Yeah, you know, I think it just keeps coming into my mind at the moment, but what Kundalini yoga has the capacity to do is to really tune into a very ancient part of ourselves that a lot of people may not have ever connected with or rarely do connect with, and that's a really, you know, exciting experience when that happens.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, and that's definitely something that happened with me and my experience with it, and one of the reasons why I want to teach it now. I think it's really important for people to find that, what you're talking about. It's almost an indescribable thing to find within yourself, and yoga as a general practice is geared towards helping people find that thing, that unspoken thing within themselves.
Mm.
But the great thing about Kundalini yoga is it's almost like a rapid way to find that. It's kind of the, out of all the yoga practices, it's even regarded as the quickest path to finding that. It's based on what's known as Kriya yoga, and Kriya yoga is considered, if anybody's ever read the autobiography of a yogi, he talks about Kriya yoga being such a fast path to self-realization, basically. So
we won't go into Kriya right now because we could talk for a long time on that, and you'll be exploring that tomorrow in your free class anyway.
Yep.
But one thing that I realized we didn't talk about in our recent podcast is, what does actually Kundalini mean?
So Kundalini means, the direct translation means loosely, like hair of the beloved. It means a lock. Like, there's an energy within the body that's this is where it becomes like everybody has a different translation for what Kundalini means to them. But yeah, loosely it means it's like the hair of the beloved, which means there's this energy that when it's released and stimulated, it spirals up through the body. This is where we want to go into a bit more of the funky side of what we want to talk about. There's these energy channels within the body known as nadis, or you could almost think of them as kind of electromagnetic fields of energy. So a lot of anybody that's had experience with things like acupuncture or maybe reflexology or something like this, they know that if you stimulate a certain point in the body, it releases these energy channels, sometimes referred to as meridians or the nadis and kundalini. Basically, when you release kundalini energy, it's an energy that comes out of the base of the spine that gets locked and trapped down there, like the flow of energy, like this natural flow of human creativity energy that runs through the body, gets trapped in the base of the spine. And when you start to stimulate it through practices like yoga, tai chi, things like this, they all stimulate this energy. It shoots up through these nadi channels, through the spine, up into the crown of the head or the crown chakra, and it illuminates your mind or your field of consciousness, basically. So
yeah,
it's kind of what it's...
That's really good. I can resonate with that. So, you know, even if you haven't practiced yoga or you're unfamiliar with this term kundalini, I think a lot of people through the other Eastern medicines have, you know, become alert to the meridian lines and those energy channels. And so
it's not something that we're so reluctant to talk about nowadays in modern Western culture, which has been a big change, because I know definitely from my parents' generation, they never talk about this kind of stuff. And it's something that's emerging again, I think, in the younger generations in the West, and it's definitely something that's being explored on a bigger scale now.
Yeah, cool. Very good. So if you're coming down to our Spring Festival this weekend and you haven't had a chance to book into Doug's class, he's actually wandering around in a very bright yellow jacket today taking some video footage for us, so feel free to stop him and have a chat and say hi. Otherwise, if you're interested in learning about Kundalini yoga, the classes will be running on Thursday evenings at 7 p.m. starting next week. And all the information is on our website at beachlane.co. Thanks for popping in and having a chat to us, Doug.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure, and we'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow as well with your class.
Cheers.
We're just going to drop to some music now for a minute or so, and we'll be back with some more presenters soon. Well, hi, guys. Welcome back. We're at the Beach Lane Spring Festival. My name is Leela, and I'm now joined with Mick. Hi, Mick.
Hi.
So, Mick, you're here from the Green Patch Garden
Nursery.
Nursery. Sorry, I've got about 3 billion names running through my head at the moment, so thanks for prompting me on that. We were just chatting about you guys before, so we thought it would be really nice if you could come and say hi and have a talk about what you guys do and what you're doing here. So you've set up a little pop-up nursery in our backyard for the day.
Yeah, so we've brought down a lot of our heirloom vegetable seedlings. We do grow bags, so 20-litre bags with varieties of herbs that you can just put on your balcony. We do tomatoes in bags, different heirloom varieties of tomatoes. We've got potatoes growing in bags too, so you can just harvest straight from the bag. Different herbs, medicinal herbs, culinary herbs, and we've got a few flowers as well. So
yeah, and some fruit trees out there.
Yeah, some fruit trees and berries as well too, yeah.
Yeah, it's a really beautiful site. You know, one of our future plans for our backyard is to start to build it up as a bit of a garden. We came across some stumbling blocks with the, you know, being so close to the beach. It's very tricky for us to grow straight into the ground. So we're pleased just to get something off the ground here at the Spring Festival with you guys coming on board.
Well, container growing is definitely a good thing when you're close to the beach, and
that's
what we're promoting. We want people to be able to grow their own produce anywhere they live. So the bags that we do that offers them the option to do that. And not just the bags that we have, they can make their own containers, and we sell the bags by themselves, or they can bring their own containers, and we've got the vegetables and bits and pieces and know how to get them going. So
yeah, your grow bags are really quite a brilliant concept, especially, you know, there are a lot of people out there that would love to get into gardening, but just really either they're too busy or wouldn't even know where to start. So you guys set these bags up, and they come in all different sizes, is that right?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. So at the moment we've got two different sizes, but we can go as big as you want, really, and we can set them up with anything that you want in them, or you can do it yourself. So it's a good thing, I think, and it makes gardening easy for everyone, and especially with people being more health conscious about where their product comes from. And if they know it's on their balcony or in their backyard, then it's a good thing.
Yeah, that's it. You can just come down today, pick up your bag, take it home, plonk it on the front porch and you're away.
That's right. Yeah.
Instant gardener.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, oh, that's terrific. And so how long have you guys been into the nursery business?
Well, I started to get interested in permaculture and growing my own stuff, I don't know, probably 8 years ago, where we bought our own, we bought 8 acres and started developing it from there. And it just sort of evolved over the years of me growing my own produce and started growing my own native stuff as well. And eventually it's become an addiction and it's just morphed into this this beast that is all consuming at the moment, which is a good thing, I guess. And we've opened up our own little shop. We grow most of the produce that goes, all the stock that goes into our shop, or we source it from people that we think are, I don't know, reputable, I guess, and share the same ethos as us. And yeah, we're just trying to promote people to get back into growing things for themselves. And
yeah,
I guess pre-war era, where people had their own backyards and community was community, sharing produce, sharing seeds, sharing knowledge with your neighbours, you know, that sort of thing. That's what we're all about, yeah.
Yeah, Marcus and I were talking about that a little bit earlier, and I wish, you know, shared a bit of a pipe dream for me, is that, you know, we're growing in our nature strips and in the community, not just in our backyards. I had a lady actually come and knock on my door because we have this massive lemon tree and the lemons hang over the side fence into the park, and she came and banged on the window one day. She's like, can I have some lemons? Because they were like $1 or $1.50 each in the shops.
Crazy.
And I'm like, yes, help yourself, please do. So yeah, it really is, you know, wonderful in creating relationships and community, and
yeah,
it's just a healthy and obviously, you know, addictive practice to get into.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Now, where exactly are you guys based?
So we're based probably an hour and a half from here in a town called Meenyan, which is down near Wilson's Prom.
Yep.
It's a small little community, farming community, but there's, I guess, a growing permaculture type community down there a little bit too, and people are, you know, starting to, I don't know, shift their mindset down there and from the old farming ways to sort of more sustainable practices. And yeah, we're kind of going along with that. And I think Melbourne, all you guys up here, what you're doing here is really pushing that forward too, so it's a good thing, yeah.
Yeah, we're working on it, and, you know, it takes aligning ourselves with businesses like yourselves, you know, with you and your wife, Cara, and all the other businesses here that are aligned on that, you know, on that soul level. You know, we really want to be doing things more sustainably and, you know, more efficiently, and, you know, it's food for the soul to be doing this, and so, you know, it's beautiful. So
you are what you eat, I guess, aren't you?
This is true. So thank you so much for coming on this morning and joining me, Mick, and we wish you all the best success today at the Spring Festival. If anyone is popping in, you can drop in and see Mick and Cara and explore what they're selling in their pop-up nursery and just have a chat to them about your own gardening questions. And we're also running another gardening workshop at 1:30 this afternoon, which will be right next door to the pop-up nursery. So, you know, we've got you guys covered if you're ready to learn. Thanks
awesome.
For coming, Mick.
Thank you.
All right. We'll just go to some music now, guys, and we'll be back in a couple more minutes with someone else exciting to talk to.
Well, folks, we've come to the end of our broadcast, Layla.
Oh, that went so fast.
I know. It's been a fantastic... the talent you got on there, and we call the interview talent because they were very talented. They produced some really interesting ideas.
Oh, so interesting. It's such an inspiring place to be and, you know, people to connect with here. It just blows me away. I feel very honoured, yeah, to be working here.
So, folks, it's Beach Lane, the Spring Festival. Come on down there. It's going all day. What time's it finished today? Does it go all night?
No, not all night. So we're going through until about 4:30 this afternoon.
Yeah.
The cafe is open until 4 p.m.
Yeah.
And then we start up again tomorrow morning at 9:30.
And out the back, out the upstairs as well too, the whole thing?
Out the back, upstairs, in the front. It's all a showcase of our whole space.
Folks, it's the place to be. It's the hottest ticket in town.
Oh.
It is. Hottest ticket in Carrum. So come on down to the Spring Festival at Beach Lane. It's free.
It's free, yeah. And this is another thing that's really important to us is, you know, making it as accessible as possible for people to come and experience, you know, what it is that we're offering. So even if you've not registered for a free class, please just come down to people, you know, have things going on and they can't make it to their classes, so you
just rock up.
Yeah, just rock up and we'll be able to find you a place. Yeah.
And the website address is?
Beachlane.co.co.
And it's a fantastic website, and that's the one you've designed as well too, isn't it?
Oh, yep.
It's a beautiful website. There's so much to see on there, and it so just flows so beautifully. So just even from a web designer type point of view, get on, have a look. Look what she's done. Layla's done an amazing job with it. So all the social media. So actually, just kind of mention, I know recently you had a social media, some experts come in and talk about strategies that businesses could use.
Could
you explain that? Because I know you, I imagine you're planning to bring them back again. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. So part of what I do here at Beachlane is, like you said, Marcus, I have designed our website. It's a bit of a part-time hobby of mine. But I've also been involved in managing social media for small businesses. I have a very long background in events and workshops, and I've worked for many, many, many years with my own businesses or with, you know, other people in this realm of social media and events.
Yeah.
And what we have going on here at Beach Lane kind of is all about that, you know, in one degree. And a lot of what I'm experiencing with working with, heart-centered small businesses is that they're really passionate about the work that they're doing, which doesn't lend much time for them to dabble in technology. So we designed the Grow Your Business workshops to start to provide some skilling in the world of social media and online marketing, so that a lot of our community can really start to represent their businesses and themselves much better in the world of social media. And we had a three-part workshop on Facebook and Instagram, on branding, on representing your brand online on your website.
Yeah.
And then also on how to take your events and your workshops online efficiently, so that, you know, you are actually selling tickets and getting the best turnouts to your events and your workshops. So
when's that coming back again? Some people would come. I mean, I understand it was pretty much a full house. Is that right?
Yeah, it sold out very fast, which was just magnificent and obviously, you know, very much needed a set of workshops for people. So we'll be repeating that workshop again in February.
Okay.
And, you know, it's titled Grow Your Business. And so a lot of what we want to do here is start to expand on that. So we won't just be focusing on social media. We're going to develop these workshops to be all-encompassing for small business management. Yeah.
Fantastic. Really interesting idea.
Thank you. Yeah.
We love your work down here. And thank God you've joined the Karam community. And the Spring Festival is a celebration of that actual joining of our local community to all coming together to produce something really wonderful. So thanks, Layla. Good on you.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Marcus. And look, we must say a huge thank you to Radio Karam as well for being one of our small businesses in our community. You know, you really have brought an extra element to Beach Lane and we're just so grateful to you for that.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for joining us today on Radio Karam. And folks, get on down to the Spring Festival. I want to thank our sound engineer, Kaylee, who's been looking after us, all our sound today. And we'll be back probably next week.
Looking forward to it, Marcus.
Good on you. Take it easy.
Thanks. See ya. Happy Spring Festival.